Yesterday was International Women's Day. In Bath, there was a Reclaim the Night march, so I thought I'd go along, show my support, and chat to some people who were there, and ask them what the march, and feminism generally, means to them.
Conservative Party members here, and I'm pretty sure some Lib Dem Party members as well. So thank you everybody for coming. Also, we are here as the Bath Spa and the University of Bath Gender Equality and Feminist Societies. So if you're a student and you're interested in... So if you are a student today here and you're interested in these issues, please do check your Facebook pages for your university and come along to your events. They're really interesting, educational, informative, and lots of fun. So really big thank you to all of you for coming. I honestly was so happy when six people turned up, and I just can't believe there's so many people here. It makes me really, really happy to see that people are so passionate about this cause. So thank you, just really thank you, and keep fighting for gender equality, guys. Happy International Women's Day.
I'm Alexandra. We're here to campaign for the sexual liberation and sexual equality of women, and to fight for safety of women on the streets because they face harassment on a daily basis.
I'm Meg, and I'm here because I want to stand with my trans and non-binary sisters, not just my sisters. I'm here because women of all sorts, self-identifying, cis, they experience disproportionate numbers of assault and harm, and that's just unacceptable, and it's time that the system changes.
I'm so happy with how many people turned up here, and if you're not angry, you're not paying attention. With us, you've got to deny existence and expect our resistance. Woo! Well done! Woo!
Okay, so I am here because, firstly, I think that women should always have the right to say no, and no will always mean no. And whether they are drunk, whether they are unconscious, asleep, whatever reason, no always means no, maybe means no. It's really simple, and the fact that so many guys don't realize that is quite scary. And even little things, like I was in a club and I was sucking a lollipop and a guy came up to me and threw it out of my mouth and said that I shouldn't be doing that because it was provocative to other guys. And that is the reason I'm here, because it should not be like that. We should be able to do whatever we want without feeling, you know, victimized and like we're doing something wrong. That's why feminists unite.
We're all from the committee of the gender equality group. Oh, you've spoken.
Yeah, so, sorry. You can speak again if you like.
Sophie's the event secretary.
Hi, right. Nice to meet you.
You've got your hands full. I'm going to shake hands again. did give us the idea?
We were just kind of having a meeting, bouncing around ideas, and we were like, I mean, the whole fact that there's been like all these kind of Reclaim the Night marches around the world, and we thought, why not Bath do it?
We're just bouncing ideas, and yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's quite nice like seeing just everyone like coordinate,
yeah, especially.
It's nice. I think it mobilises people as well to know that you're not alone in your fight here. Like, this is happening, and it was nice tonight. There was support from more people than we'd ever imagined, but especially also to know that this is going on all around the world as well. Like, it's not even just us here in Bath, and it's not even just England. This is like a global movement, and that's quite exciting to know that kind of, we really are kind of standing in this together.
Also, really exciting to see actual students at
activist-based events, because it doesn't really happen on the campus at all.
And also really, really happy to see such a good gender split here. Like, so amazing to see so many male feminists as well, which is so important. Really nice. And they are a really crucial part of our movement. And to have them here tonight as well, like, out here supporting International Women's Day too. Yeah, really, really good. Like, really happy to see that.
Yeah, I think the university wants to keep it apolitical, so we are called the Gender Equality
Group. Something
that
we felt tonight is that actually, I don't think it is that people are apolitical. I think you just have to find the right reasons to get people active. And I think tonight clearly demonstrated that. People do care about the important issues. You've just got to find what's important to people. And I think we showed, tonight that feminism is important to people. Women's rights are important. And here everyone was showing that, which is amazing.
Important to people on campus, because there was a huge University of Bath turnout, people we were speaking to.
Like
you were saying earlier, we need to build on the momentum of tonight.
Oh yeah, tonight is like a great platform to continue this. Like, it's so exciting, so many people here. And we fully intend to try and get all these people active in like other areas of this as well.
So we have an event next week. We're doing an event on the role of Islam in feminism. It's an open panel debate. We really encourage people to come. If you'd like to come along, you're more than welcome to.
Also, I think earlier on in the year, we had that What is Feminism debate, and we were overwhelmed about the amount of people that came. Like, that was really heartening to see that many people there.
We had people sitting on the floor. We'd like really not We just really didn't think people were going to turn up, because they're, when we hold our weekly meetings, four, five, six people sometimes turn up if we're lucky. And then we held this What is Feminism event as like a very basic introduction to feminism.
And we had like over 100 people there.
Over 100 people there, which was really exciting.
But
it's a weird time, isn't it? Because when I was a student, which is a while ago now, it seemed like things were just going to get better and better as far as equality goes. But now we're seeing the pushback of the outright and all that lot.
Yeah.
You know, and it seems to be there's a force pushing it back, and you think that's nuts.
Well, I think people argue. We had a really good debate on campus last week. Is feminism outdated? And there was people very forcefully arguing that it is outdated. And I think actually the definition of feminism evolves. And yeah, like, feminism 100 years ago is not the same as feminism now. But anybody who argues, and I think everybody should, that men and women should be treated equally, we have not achieved that yet. Therefore, feminism is still important and will be until that's achieved. Well,
also, and even when it is achieved, it will still be important, because you've got to make sure...
Maintain it.
I think there needs to be more of an understanding of intersectionality within feminism, that we should be fighting for all women, including women of colour, trans women, non-binary women, disabled women, LGBT, just every type of woman, rather than the white middle class women.
And I think that is why so many... So that was centrally the argument of the people arguing against feminism last week. They said it's an outdated movement, you know, you've achieved equality. But like you said, it's not true. If we look at feminism intersectionally, maybe you and me have a bit of an easier life. I'm a middle class white woman. I essentially face very little barriers, except for sort of glass ceiling work related barriers. But I'm not somebody who faces a multitude of barriers like many other women. So you're right, intersectionality needs to become the focus of feminism and needs to become central to the definition of feminism and how people understand it.
Well, because it can be an argument within feminist circles, can't it?
Like,
platforms and all that sort of stuff, which if you're not involved, I'd like to think I'm involved, you know what I mean? It's to a lot of people, it's, well, hang on, Jermaine Greer's a feminist, why is she being...
And that's something I think is quite interesting on campus at university, is that we are starting from quite a basic level, and actually just letting people know today we were on campus just like raising awareness of it is International Women's Day, and like we're starting from that sort of level, because it is like intersectionality and like feminism, it is so complex, but actually there are so many people who are unaware of the basics. And actually I think we've had a bit of a
realization at the start of the year planning our events.
We have to start.
We really wanted to do lots of, especially you were really passionate about having trans speakers come in and talking about really, really important issues in feminism, but just the real realisation that people on campus who are at university, becoming educated at university, really don't know the basics of feminism and the issues of gender equality. So we had to start at a much lower level than we had anticipated.
That was why that event was so great.
And that is why our What is Feminism event was fantastic.
And battles that I thought were over, like consent and that sort of thing, which you get now, is a bigger problem at universities than when I was a student. It's nuts. You get these lads growing up and just not even thinking it's all right. I'm not even going to go into it. You know the issues. It's just, that was over when I was a student. Well, it wasn't, but it was. There was a clear progress.
I think this is also really related to, so I think feminism in the last 5 years has gained a massive amount of attention and track through social media, specifically feminism is a huge platform on Tumblr, Twitter, Instagram, but I also think at the same time that has really given rise to lad culture-based groups, like alt-right groups online, who have actually the equal capacity to use the internet as a tool for spreading their message. And sadly, things like the Lad Bible and sort of pages like this, which promote a really negative message about the treatment of women, about the treatment and issues in gender equality, have as much of a reach online as we do. So they're gaining in a lot of traction and popularity. And yeah, I think they really feed into lad culture at universities.
Yeah. And they can hide behind anonymity.
Massive issue.
Huge issue.
Yeah.
Thanks for taking the time to come out and chat to us.
It's all right. No, it's good. Really, I mean, and it's
you
really
come
good
to
turnout.
Everything.
I do try and get to. Well, you know,
your kids didn't come today, though.
No, well, they're in bed now. But.